Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
All the enemy can do is keep throwing the same stuff at us over and over and over again, day after day, year after year. And so those lies include things like, you don't deserve the love of God. You aren't worthy of the love of God. You're exactly where you belong down in this pit. This is right for you. This is home for you. There's no hope for you to get out of this pit. This is exactly what you deserve after the choices you've made. If you were saying negative things, we might know better and say, hey, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But he speaks as an angel of light. He twists it around. And so for me, it was being convinced I had gone too far, I had done too much, and there was no hope for me to ever be clean again.
Mm.
So I think we all remember being clean at some point. Very sadly, for some of our friends listening, that clean may have to go all the way back to age 4 or 5 or 6 before something traumatic happened. And the problem with a pit is oftentimes, if it's a pit of our own choosing, we convince ourselves it looks like a party. We hear the music, we see the swirling lights, we hear the laughter, and we say, I'm in for that. That sounds great. And the first few days or weeks, it may be great, but eventually we get to that hitting bottom thing. Some people, honestly, they hit bottom in a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they take one wrong step and they are smart enough and God is merciful to them and shows them a mirror and says, look, this is where you're going. Look in this mirror. Is this really what you want? If he did that for me, and I feel certain he did because he loves me, but I just ignored him. I just kept saying, nope, I got this. This is going to be fun. Here's where my friends are. And, you know, it's a slow ascent many times. But when you hit bottom, then you look up and it looks so far away. That old life, that clean life, the happy life, the life without shame. It looks too far and you don't know how to get out. And the walls are slippery and the people have stopped throwing ropes down for you. And so I get those pits. I just want your listeners to know that. I never stand in judgment. Sometimes women will come up and say, oh, Lizzie, I can barely put words to what I've done. And I always assure them, whatever it is, I've either been there myself, had friends who were there. There is no judgment in my eyes or my voice. Just tell me. Mm-hmm. So it's off of your chest where it weighs like a ton. Let's just speak it out, and then let's move toward redemption.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.